Welcome aboard. How have you been? It's been a while, and there are reasons for that, which I'll talk about. But it's Sunday morning. It's 10:09 a.m. I thought we would have a little cup of coffee here, or a coffee, as Big Fatty would say, because he always has his coffee and his Sudoku in the mornings.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty has his and his in the mornings, and there are reasons for that.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3445. The BFO for Tuesday, the 20th of April, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day. Oh, Big Fatty, I made some special brownies for 420. Hello, wacky tobacco-ers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you wacky tobacco-ers, or as Miss Kitty says, leafy green vegetable matter people. Y'all, because today, today is 420. Oh, Big Ready, and look, it's 420 when you're recording this. It's true. Y'all, Big Fatty does not partake in the in the wacky tobacco. On a recent trip to Amsterdam, you know it's legal there. Some of my traveling companions were interested in trying that, but Big Fatty remained calm. And, y'all, I think I've told the story about the time Miss Kitty and I went over there and he about fell into the canal. Big Fatty. Oh, yes, down the wacky tobacco memory lane. Yes, Big Fatty. Happy music will go just lovely with my special brownies. It's true. Let's see. After I talked to you yesterday, y'all, I had me a little supper. I don't remember what it was, but it was delicious. Surprisingly delicious, because y'all, whenever Big Fatty cooks, it's usually not delicious. I watched the 60 Minutes, of course, and y'all, then the sports ball, the Atlanta Braves were on the ESPN network for the National Game of the Week, or whatever the hell it's called on Sunday night. And Big Fatty, I think it's called Sunday Night Sports Ball. Oh, okay. I crawled into the chamber, y'all, a little bit early. I crawled in the love chamber a little too early. So I got up and I watched a little bit of the Stephen Colbert show from Friday night, and so anyway, I got back in the into the chamber. I don't know. It was 10:30 ish, 11 maybe. Maybe it was a little later than 11. but y'all had the windows open, slept like a baby, yes, Big Betty, you need to wash those soiled sheets you fouled. And, y'all, then I, but y'all, it was nice and cool. Y'all, it's going down in the 50s, tonight and later this week. It's going down in the 40s at night. Big Betty, get out that camisole. And, y'all got up on Monday morning. y'all didn't get out of the bed until about 7:20 a.m. in the morning. So y'all, I had a good night's sleep, and had a little coffee and did my Sudoku. And y'all, I finished up my Sunday Sudoku also. Y'all, by the way, there is a Sunday story I have I meant to share with you, and y'all, I forgot. Y'all, young Nicholas, no, it was a Saturday. It happened on Saturday. Y'all, night, young Nicholas, I insisted that he stay here at the villa. Y'all, there may have been 10 or 15 too many cocktails. So he spent the night. There was no inappropriate touching or hanky-panky or ballet experiences or anything like that. Although, y'all, you know it's coming. You know it's coming. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, the Grin Doctor has just been on fire. On fire, I tell you. And, but y'all, Saturday morning, we were sitting here watching the funeral of Prince Phil, and y'all, the doorbell rang, and I went, well, I wonder who that is. And y'all, I got up and I opened the door, and there were these two gentlemen standing you know, at the edge of the veranda, and y'all, I stood there and talked to him. Y'all, one of them lives here in Fat Acres, and y'all, he was talking, he says he came by to talk to me about my options for Medicare. Now, y'all, let me tell you something. The closer you get to age 65, that's the only thing that people want to talk to you about is the Medicare. And y'all, Medicare is the new black, or the new orange, or whatever that is, the new 30. y'all, I'm standing there, and, you know, I told him I already had it all worked out and everything, and he left his card and everything, and I turned and came back, into the living room, and, young Nicholas was still watching, Phil's farewell, and, I sat down, and I realized that, y'all, I was wearing that shirt that Mean Keen sent to me that said, Shart Madness. So, y'all, I can only imagine. Big Betty, they knew you were ready for Medicare. Well, I guess so. But one moment, please. Y'all, I love having a little mug of hot tea in the afternoons. Yes, Big Betty, all the old people do. And, so that gave me a kerfuffle. But anyway, got up on Monday morning, did the Sudoku, had the coffee. Y'all, for my brufkus, y'all, all I did was heat up some of that pulled pork that I cooked over the weekend. Y'all, for my supper, I'm going to make me a salad, and I'm going to put some of that pulled pork on it and some cheese and some sort of vinaigrette or Italian dressing on it. Y'all, it'll be absolutely delicious. Maybe a crouton or two, too. Yes, we Betty. And y'all, did my morning nipple walk up around the big circle. Y'all, it is absolutely gorgeous. Gorgeous here in Fat Acres. After that, y'all, I decided I needed new dish towels. Not dish towels. Well, kitchen towels. And y'all, so I went on to the Kohl's, because, you know, I've got the 30% off. And so, y'all, I ordered me some dish towels and a couple of placemats that match the runner I got for the new table out on the veranda, and y'all, and I was looking at some shorts and some closeout items also, but y'all, it said that if I went and picked it, I could only pick up the dish towels and the placemats at the local store, but if I picked them up, they'd give me $5 in the Kohl's cash. So, y'all, I put the other things, they have a little thing on there that says save for later. So, y'all, I saved the other things for later, went, picked up my dish towels and placemats, got my $5, came home, used that $5 on my my other items, and they'll be here sometime next week. And, y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Big Randy, if I hadn't had one of these brownies, I'd be sound asleep by now.
It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. Come on, big fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with your stories of being vaccinated, perhaps your first shot, or maybe you just got your second shot. Let us know how it's going, if maybe you're a little achy or you felt nothing at all. And maybe you're excited about doing some things, going out to eat or going on a special cruise of a lifetime, or maybe even like the BFO, pulling out your Grindr app and turning up the special Chaya, listening for that bloop, bloop, because now you've got some kind of level of safety. It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. Come on, everybody. Tell us about how it's going with your shots.
Big Fatty, y'all, that, of course, is Julia Roberts. Big Fatty, I mean Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before bumper. And y'all, I've heard from a couple of people, y'all, that Brian out there in the Denver, you know, the Mile High City. Oh, yes, McFetty, I know he'll be celebrating 420, as will everyone. But he said he got his Fauci ouchie. And y'all, speaking of Denver, y'all, Holly from that enormous little show. He sent in an e-letter last week. Says, "Hey, McFetty, if I knew I was going to get a case of corona on my birthday, I would have bought more limes. Seriously, though, I had number two this past Sunday, the vaccination, that is. No adverse effects except for a little soreness in my arm. I feel like I won the lottery. Trumpets. It wasn't easy to get an appointment, but well worth it. My CA, parentheses, COVID anxiety, has already started to subside. Soon it will be margaritas and naked parties on the patio. Big Betty, tell your listeners to get online and find an appointment. It's free. And after you've been vaccinated, the world seems like a brighter, happier place. Big Venny, so does 420. Well, that's probably true. But anyway, Holly and Brian, thank you so much for your vaccination reports.
Hello. Happy bacon. Anyway. No.
That's so funny.
Happy bacon. Fart. So I'm just leaving the gym, and there's this guy here and he has this trainer lady come, and it's kind of disturbing to me because I think she's double dipping. She'll have two clients there at one time or whatever, which I think is kind of garbage, because if I was paying her, I would want her undivided attention. I don't care if it meant she just stood there and watched me lift weights. So anyway, I heard her say, "Who the hell told you that?" And I'm just like, whoa. Language. And so anyway, then she started talking about bacon. Hello, bacon is a staple. Okay, it's all about control. I have bacon in my freezer. It's been in there since I went on my two-layer meat run, and I think that was on my birthday. Anyway, the other thing is I'm at McDonald's right now, and this is what you call control. I'm about ready to place my order.
Welcome to McDonald's. This is Maggie. May I help you?
Hi, can I get two large black coffees? That's all.
That'll be $1.08 or $2.15. Sorry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See, I could have ordered anything on the menu. I'm hungry. I just got done working out, but I don't eat McDonald's. I do eat their sundaes, but their sundae machine might be turned off right now. Don't be slamming bacon.
Yeah, I guess y'all that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and evidently, when you show up at the gymnatorium, everybody's talking bacon, Big Fatty!
Or maybe my headphones are too loud.
Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, but I think you may have meant to send that to old Stinkpot. He's the one that sticks it out out the back door. Big Fatty, that's right. You just stick it in the back door. Big Fatty, I don't believe I'm that vulgar.
Hope whoever they're going for is okay. There's a bunch of them. Here comes another one. They must be headed to the villa. It's Friday. It's like the Fat Villa. A fire truck, an ambulance went by, and a police car went by.
Jack, I see y'all. That, of course, is Miss Bacon again. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for sticking it out your back door. But I love that the sounds of ambulances make you think that it's just another Friday at Fatty's at the villa, because, you know, there have been medical maladies in the past. Yes, Big Fatty, you could. Granny listens. He'll be able to confirm them. It's true. But thank you so much for sticking it out. Big Fatty, oh dear gussie, y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too. I say, Tuesday, y'all, Hortensia. Hortensia is coming to see Big Fatty today, so y'all, if you stick it out the back door today, it's going to smell like bleach. Big Fatty! Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Laughing Buddha over there at the Scooter Diaries. Y'all, he's been up in his game here lately, and Laughing Buddha, what has Big Fatty inspired you to do after your second Fauci ouchie?
Big Fatty has his in his in the morning, and there are reasons for that.
Big Fatty, they don't need a Fauci ouchie for you to stimulate a bowel movement.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.